Come on. Catch up, human. It's just up ahead. Ah, there we go. Gosh. I love that. Just the noise and vibrations your body makes as you move. No sound in the jungle compares to it, because, well, there is no sound like it. Like the day I found you, my tail could pick up the soft thudding of your feet. They are called feet, right? Oh, good. And then, by the time I followed the vibrations, got close enough, my other senses sort of took over. I heard your cautious steps, tasted the scent coming off your body. I'm sorry. Finding you was much more exhilarating for me than it was for you at the time. But I hope you can see that it's not all bad. Oh, right here. Right through this brush. Do you like? I don't come here very often. Only when I really feel like I need to get lost, relax. And I figured, given what has happened the last couple days of your life, perhaps you would like to enjoy some relaxing yourself. You know, get a chance to unwind. Emotionally, anyway. Stop. I'm just teasing. Come on. I've been aching for a dip since I left you in the hut. But, you should probably take off your covering first. Oh, did I place it back on you? Well, yes. When I unwrapped you, Selena brought them to me. She seemed strangely gleeful. Why? Well, you're a male, a stranger, and apparently rather bashful around females with snake tails. I didn't want you feeling too uncomfortable, so I placed them on you before I left. Really, do what you wish. But this body needs a wash. Oh, blessed jungle. This is perfect. Please, don't make me enjoy this alone. Come, join me. You still show so much reluctance toward me. I don't find it amusing in the way you might think. It is simply, I know something you don't. You still feel that you are in some sort of danger. A game amidst bored Lamia with you being a source of entertainment. Am I right? I prepared some salve for us. I know this jungle can be harsh on human skin. The sun, the heat. It's draining. If you allow me, I'd like to treat you to a bath. These herbs should not only cleanse your skin, but also ease any discomfort you have from your trek. Come to this rock. I promise, not a coil shall wrap around you unless you consent to it. Good. Now turn around and lay against me. Thank you. Now, just relax and calm your body. I'll keep you propped up in the water. What's wrong? What? What are you apologizing for? Oh, because your head was between my... Again, I ask, why are you sorry? Stop worrying. I'll be sure to tell you if any contact you make with me or my tail is offensive. It's okay. Please, lie back. Relax. See? Just like my coils, you fit quite perfectly there. Now, let's work on washing you. Let's wash from the top down, shall we? Just be still, human. These oils are most effective if they're worked in properly. How does this feel? Good. Well then, I'll keep my hands here for a while. There. Relax into the water. Into me. Cool. Calm. Tranquil. Well, your short life being here has been full of wearing uncertainties. Of course I can sympathize with that. All I want is to be that constant. Something you can see as shelter, safety, complete, pure affection. Why? Well, I'm a peaceful being. All of us here are. You see the scales, the muscles pulsing beneath, the strength. Yes, you would be vulnerable if we were hostile, but we are not. If you do not seek to harm us, why should we seek to harm you? That is easy to forget, but we are alike in many ways. Besides, feeling you sleeping in my coils was just the most amazing thing I've ever experienced. I watched as a scared man's fear melted away. So tentative. So rich. Chest and shoulders next. Well, yes, that was next. And by then, you seemed so determined to hide it, but, well, perhaps I shouldn't assume. Tell me, was I wrong? Granted, it had been a very long time since I've been so intimate with someone, but I always thought a moan meant pleasure. It did? You were? I know I seemed so assured of it, but I must admit, I had some doubt after how we first met. But all such concerns left my mind after you fell asleep. What do I mean? Before I answer that, do you mind if I use the end of my tail to wash behind your neck? As always, I'll be the most gentle. Thank you. How does that feel? The back and forth? Bet you've never been scrubbed like this before. Maybe I could just wash the rest of you like this, What? The water is shallow enough. I could lather you, then spin you around once, twice. Use my scales to wash your skin. Massage your muscles with mine. Would that be so bad? You just admitted to enjoying my coils. So why the look? Is there something else that you felt when I held you? Something intimate? Okay, well then. Here, lie back. Allow me to rinse the salve from your hair. It's okay. I've got you, human. I'm pretty sure I know the answer to this question, but do you recall anything from the time you fell asleep to the time you woke up? No? No fleeting images? Random bouts of consciousness? No dreams? So you remember nothing till you awoke, just being sore. It's just, well, I must confess I might have had a hand in that. Maybe a little more than just a hand. I did say that part of my purpose for wanting you in my coils was my own personal gratification. You were going to give me relief just by your body being its perfect self. I watched over you after you had sailed into slumber. Then I started to softly tighten and release around your body, squeezing you all over, very gently. I was worried it would be too much for you conscious, so I waited. The massage you gave me was incredible. And apparently, the massage I was giving you had another effect. Conscious protest, I believe you would call it. It was adorable, but dangerously intoxicating to a lonely snake girl. After about the fourth time of you rising in heat, it took everything I had not to give you release. ask out of curiosity or disappointment. I controlled myself because, as wonderfully carnal as it would have been to ravage you in your sleep, it would have been wrong. I am not such a monster. Yes, we. I have allowed my desires to cloud my better judgment when it comes to how I've treated you. But a pleasure such as that, it cannot be taken by force. It must be given willingly, see? You'll always have control over... Why are you smiling? You've never smiled. I mean, other than when you were wrapped and sleeping. Stop. Tell me. What was that about? Well, of course I liked it. I loved it. Just with everything. So far, I figured I would have to coax you. Where are you going? You can't just do something like that and then leave me here. What do you mean, let's talk? I've been talking for the last... Hey, slow down. It's hard to move this much. Wait. Oh, God.